In Pakistan, floods that began on the country's northern border with China have nearly reached the Arabian Sea in the south. In the south, a massive displacement of people rivals the one that began 1 month ago in the north. Millions of acres are inundated, and the ranks of those seeking shelter rises every day. An estimated 1 million flood victims also need access to health services, medical supplies, and vaccinations against diseases. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Pakistan's southern province of Sindh and reports on the children and new mothers suffering from the flood.
There are new arrivals at the camps every day. One-day-old Aisha wailed her way into the world in this tented relief settlement, hurriedly pitched up by the army on the outskirts of the city of Sukkur, the main town in the northern half of Sindh province. The city itself was spared, but has become host to thousands of people who were not. The UN estimates that 3.5 million victims of Pakistan's floods are children. In the makeshift settlements that have sprung up around Sukkur, children are the principal patients filling up at the makeshift clinics. Their ailments range from skin disease to malnutrition to diarrhea. Aisha is among the lucky ones. She was vaccinated for polio and TB shortly after being born. A local medical team bustles around the beautiful raven-haired infant, squealing in the blistering heat beneath a khaki-green tent. She is the fourth child of a young illiterate mother who does not know her age. That is not uncommon. Nor is it uncommon for girls to marry by age 14 and have many children by the time they reach 25. Dr. Sabijan Bhatter guesses Aisha's mother, Jenna, is in her mid-20s. She sees many like Jenna Rashid, malnourished and overworked.
The whole day, they are working with as a farmer. Yeah. Their sun and with the heat, and when they go back their homes, they doesn't have the good food. Because of that, they looks like the 30 years of the age, the woman looks like the 50, and the 40 looks like the 60.
And can you tell us how long you've been in this camp?
10 days. She is saying that we doesn't have anything, we lost everything. Only we came here with 3 clothes.
You came with the clothes on your back?
Yeah.
Dr. I wondered if you could explain how this flood really is helping expose the poverty of rural Pakistan. The baby comes into the world totally challenged.
Challenged. Of course, that's a totally challenge. And we are counseling them that please, you have the kids, the 4 kids, now you can go for the family planning. Please, you don't produce the more children. I talked to your husband that please be careful because she lost her health. Why you are producing the more children?
The UN estimates that throughout Pakistan there are some 960,000 pregnant and lactating women in the flood-affected zones in need of nutrition. Dr. Sabijan Bhatter and her overstretched staff of some 40 paramedics, midwives, and doctors from the Sukkur district are reaching a fraction of them. South of Sukkur, just outside the city of Larkana, the churning Indus River is eating away the embankment. A round-the-clock effort is underway to reinforce the crumbling mud and stone barrier. 500 trucks are lined up, loaded with tons of stones ready to fortify the embankment. The top administrator of the district of Larkana, Syed Hassan Naqvi, says there is much to protect in the historic city of the same name. It is the ancestral home of the slain former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and the site of ruins of the ancient civilization that took root along the Indus River 5,000 years ago.
Well, Larkana has a rich history. Rich agriculture. It has famous ruins and monuments of Mohenjo-daro, and the Indus passes through it throughout a length of 53 kilometers. That makes Larkana a very prominent place.
With water encircling Larkana from 3 sides, it is a race to shore up the endangered city, a race that is underway in villages across this flood-ravaged province. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Larkana.